after this. So I was wondering why people didn't like Kingdom Come, right, by Jay-Z. I love when people use the whole, well, when an artist put out an album that they don't like, they don't, because again, fans think they know everything. They like, we're like, bro, you only go as close to the artist when you go to shows or when you do fucking, or when you happen to catch them outside, they sign autographs. You do not know what goes on in that fucking studio unless they show a documentary. And even with that, they only show like clips. They don't show like the whole fucking process. That's why I don't get why people always tell up and coming artists, record your whole process. You are a nobody. No one gives a fuck about the process of me picking these beats that I pick for my music. No one cares about, I wonder how Mike, because I'm not in the studio. One moment. I fucked up. What it said, do you really hate who you are? But back to what I'm saying, this is, you're gonna hear this recording process, but back to what I'm saying about Kingdom Come. Y'all look at everything, hold on, I want you to hear this. Do you really hate who you... Fucked up. Timing. See, this is one thing I didn't care about. But don't worry, I'm gonna get to what I'm talking about. I just wanted to share this moment. Do you really... This is when punching in comes into play. Because certain places, some parts... Do you really hate who you are? Because what to say... Do you really hate who you are? Because there are certain parts, because people be so tic-tacky with shit and how shit's supposed to be. And like, but that's a good thing. It's kind of a bad thing to me because it's like, you're kind of like doing... It's like, I know what it is. I get it. It's this need to... You know, everything gotta be like NSYNC. Everything gotta be on beat. And some people be like, because like I told you, people are just too, they're too tic-tacky with everything, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's, people just be too tic. That's why I want to add at that part. That's the only time when punching in becomes a thing. Because that's just one little part of the song that needs to be changed. Because I said, I supposed to be, do you really hate who you are? But then it sound like something else. Because I pronounce words weird. So I could go back, punch in. This is why I punch in. Because either A, I pronounce words weird, which I sometimes do. Or B, I would probably... say a verse. I don't know, man. Sometimes it's just crazy to me. hot take. Y'all said to y'all tell rappers, like, same thing how y'all did with Kendrick, how they really hating on Kendrick now. Now, because of these YouTube videos, finally, it's okay to hate Kendrick. Why would you wait for, it's like, y'all, first of all, y'all could have been hit at this man before. It seemed like, when I see people say, finally, and then when someone says, bro, why you hating on Kendrick? You know what the fuck they rebuttal with? Bro, I've been a fan of Kendrick since Good Kid, Mad City. Fans are weird. You literally, in one breath, call about how this rapper is mid, he's trash. Half the time, y'all mix it. Kendrick is a great rapper, but he's so overrated. People worship him. Ain't that what fans do? Like, to an extent, ain't that what fans do? If I drop a song and someone calls it mid, and someone who's a fan of mine says, no, Mike, it's not mid, what are you talking about? Man, come on, he ain't that good. He alright. That's what fans do, my nigga. Okay? So basically what you're saying is, I hate when rappers are too popular. Let's call it what it is. Because when Kendrick was underground, because y'all go back to his ocean, I miss when he was underground. Y'all don't miss the sound. You miss when people didn't know who the fuck he was. That's hipster shit. But like I say, even fans, even your so-called, the same people that support your music, say they love you, we fuck with you, even they low-key hate you. When we were both one, talking about, you're great, you're fire, do a whole 360 and say, he's overrated. I like him, he's overrated, he sucks. Mind you, when you're underground, why come you don't get a lot of praise? Why come you don't get a lot of attention? I don't understand. When someone called it out, I've been a fan of Mike since the top 5 days. And sometimes they hate that you're getting better. Like, they'll sit here, I miss when he was making quirky songs like Anime Girls. He's doing that coke rap shit, spin the coke rap. Someone said the only lyrical rappers that are not cringe is coke rappers and the abstract rap. Anything else is corny. Nigga, y'all think lyrical rap is corny because it's a trend. This is what makes people scared to be lyrical, which it shouldn't be that way. You got fans who go through this phase. Remember how I told you? Some fans, it was a phase. They plan it. I used to be in such a lyrical rap phase. Right? And then, maybe not like, you know, mumble rap a little more. You know, now I like mumble rap. It's, you know what? They're trying to do a reverse. Because you have people who used to hate, just like mumble rap, but like lyrical rap. They're doing a reverse. That is. What the fuck that is? So, what's up with that? Another hot take. Y'all talk about Kingdom Come. I just said Kingdom Come. I know why people don't like it. Because the beats. I'd be like, he was under a contract, man. I know that's all y'all say. Every time the artist drops an album that's soft hard to you, it's contract allegations. Keep in mind, Jay-Z owns Rockefeller. Who else is Jay-Z signed to? Jay-Z's a businessman. Think about how many wants to. Right? That's Jay-Z. No one is telling Jay-Z what the fuck to do. He's been the penny for a long time. It's the Rockefeller days. So when y'all use that label application thing, because y'all seem to do that a lot. But I guess because these academics, as much as y'all hate academics, y'all use his terms. I tell you, academics changed the game, bro. He changed how fans think. Because fans never was thinking like this, like, you know, industry contracts, these and all this shit. No one was talking like that until DJ Academics came in. He changed the whole game of how fans think. Tell me if I'm lying. In 2008, 2007, when have you ever seen a fucking rap fan make fun of a rapper for having weak sales? When have you seen that? When? Just saying. When have you seen that? When have you seen fans make fun of an artist for having abysmal sales? Because it's not about the music. Just no. Seen fans do that, bro? Wait. Because I ain't never seen fans do that shit back in 2007, 8, 9. And also this too. When did fans start shitting on artists that have a unique sound? Usually when you have a unique sound, fans will embrace you. But unless the shit isn't working, but guess what? No. You can't say you want rappers to take risks, but then you have people who don't want artists to take risks. That makes no damn sense to me. It doesn't. I'm just saying, when did that become a thing? I ain't never seen fans act like that back in like 06. You know what I mean? Back in like 07. Never. And now, fans, but keep in mind, the fans who are giving Soulja Boy his flowers and saying, oh, Soulja Boy's the best rapper and his best songs is, these are kids. When I was in my 20s, these kids, when Soulja Boy came out, these kids were like in middle school, high school, doing Crank That Soulja Boy. That didn't happen until after high school. And I ain't gonna lie, we had a battery of bad, but this is why I find the flame with old hands. But attacking the youth's music and blah, blah. I'm like, bro, we in the same position. And guess what? There's always an excuse. It's like when it was a dance, that dance craze. Remember back then when every rapper had a dance song and shit like that? Even that old generation of rappers acting like as if that wasn't even around in their days. Because I'm 19 years old, seen a whole bunch of old heads attacking the new generation for something that been around hip hop for years. It's like how motherfuckers are now attacking sampling. Like, all these rappers doing samples. Mostly it's Gen Z, who don't know nothing about samples. And then you have my generation, the older generation. Yeah, yeah. But then when y'all sit there and say, no, we're just tired of y'all using, you know, the same old samples, then say that, because it make it seems like you're hating the foundation of what hip-hop was made on. Comprehension, like, that shit, bro, I'm telling you, the way you say shit changes the whole thing. People just don't see it. Because, and then when someone says, oh, then that person, it was a girl that said that. And she retorts and says, no, it's not what I mean. You know, you should say what you mean to me, what you say. Y'all be so quick to fucking, but keep in mind, you could have thought that shit out. Y'all niggas say these type of supposedly hot takes to get a rise out of fucking people. It's like how this one dude, and this is so simple.
especially on this one dude who made his whole thing about how if you're 30 years old, you play Mario and Kirby, then you're weird. And if you're in your 30s and playing Mario and Kirby, then you're weird. Excuse me? Excuse me? If you're in your 30s and you're playing Mario and all these cutesy games, then you're weird. And this fool went viral off of that. Because he wanted to. Let's be real with it. They do this shit with a purpose to go viral. There is no way in hell motherfuckers doing this shit and really mean what they're saying. You can tell because when people get on their ass about it and that shit goes crazy viral, they do one of two things. Either A, delete their whole fucking account because they can't take the critiques back at them. You shouldn't be making these hot takes if you can't take the fucking heat. Or B, they'll either dumb or double down on what they're saying. Or B, they either double down on what they're saying, or B, they would issue or try to say, no, I meant this way. You should have said how the fuck you meant it the first time. Like, don't say something and then all of a sudden, you know, double down on it like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. When you meant it like that, you had all this time. No one is not forcing you to do that. You could have took your time with that. Instead, you just blurted out what the fuck you felt. Okay. And just thought, you know what? This is gonna go viral. And then when it went viral and became something that you couldn't handle, now you stuck. And keep in mind, this is how these fools build their little careers on TikTok. So the most hottest shit. Me, I've been saying hot takes since the beginning. And I don't even try to even be on no I'm trying to get famous type of shit. I do this shit because I really meant what I say and I say what I mean. You know what I mean? You know what's so funny? Niggas say they like Mike and Earl Sweatshirt and they praise them, right? There's a song I got, it's called Against the Grain. All I gotta do is do the hook. I'm gonna make, you know what I mean? So, it's funny. They'll say, he's rapping too slow. He's rapping too boring. Who's your favorite rappers? Mike. Earl. Okay. Okay. And I don't, like I told you, I like Mike, I like Earl. I just find it funny when fans want artists to be something else that they're not and try to somehow express themselves. Artists express, this is why I like Rick Rubin. He speaks his truth. We have the same mindset when it comes down to music. Made music for you, because these fans know what the fuck they want. They get attached to one, they don't. They act like they do. And I've been saying this shit in my podcast for the longest. But back to the Jay-Z thing. I think Jay-Z's great. I went back to his fucking doc. I'm like, damn, why did I miss this album? Because the album, American Gangsta, was inspired by the movie, which is a great movie, by the way. And, you know, I heard, I took my time to listen to a Jay-Z albums. I heard Blueprint. I heard Blueprint 1 and 2. I heard all his other albums. But after that, I was mostly into the Nas and stuff. So I came back, listened to all to his shit, and because Dorky kept comparing my shit, how I'm making music to Blueprint, if Jay-Z kept making Blueprint American Gangsta, and I'm listening to the album, oh, I see what he means, because every single beat is consistent. Okay, now I see what you're talking about. But see, that's cool for like one or two albums. You wouldn't want to do that same sound for your whole career. Because you know what the fuck they're going to say? You're not growing. And now you're not. And some fans, they don't care. Like, look at Currency. Currency makes the same shit over and over and over. But once he dabbles and makes trap or hop on some trap shit, his old fans who miss when he grabs all those glossy instrumentals.
Man, I miss when he was rapping like, Gary's rapping over a beast like this. He's doing it for the kids.
Which is stupid because that trap sound been around since I was a kid. Before I was a kid. It's not new. So, like I said before, you know, it's weird to me. Very fucking weird to me. And I got the Dunny G verse. I just figured to give him the verse. So now I can fully put out this album. Because his verse is the only verse I needed. And since I got his verse out of the way, I'm going to do another song. I'm going to get the homeboy Bird. He's on Insta TikTok. I'm going to get him on a fucking song too. $40. But like I said, bro, people talking about album obligations and this shit suck because of that. I'm like, bro, y'all motherfuckers just doing that shit because y'all don't like the fucking album. Stop talking industry shit, because academics got y'all thinking that y'all know every fucking goddamn thing. The difference is academics be really around these motherfuckers in the industry. He be really around them. He does. He interviews these people. You do not. You just echo what he says, but then hate him, but echo what he says. Y'all say the same shit. First week sales. He's not marketable. These are things that A&R say, not what fans say. And then when someone, you know, attacks that logic, they sit there and they try to defend it. You can't defend that. It's like WWE fans think they like, you're not in the know like that. You just sit there, you go to the shows and watch it on YouTube. You're not, even Al Spell said some shit about that years ago. Because y'all wasn't caring about the business and like that. Y'all just seen it and enjoyed yourself. You didn't sit there and see it as, oh, you know, like you're part of the business. Yeah, you are, but you're the fan. You know what I mean? You're the one that buy the tickets and buy the merch. That's pretty much all that it is. You're not the ones who know how Vince McMahon is. You know he fucked himself up with that bullshit. You know, you're just the fan that just sits there and enjoys the show. Half the time, y'all be wanting the old shit back. Okay, go up on YouTube and watch the old shows. Because The Rock is the only person that's holding the fucking shit. And half the time, y'all don't even give the new talent any chance. Like, Roman Reigns is doing this thing. Y'all hating him even though he's doing it right now. But you know. Because the new... And then if he's... Because I get it. Because you're blinded by nostalgia. Because the new guys would never keep in mind, wrestling is scripted. So whatever is scripted, they will do. So you gonna tell me if Roman Reigns came out in the 90s or the Ruthless Aggression era, he wouldn't do his thing? He would. Y'all forget what era that we in. Even fans forget that. Even in rap, y'all forget that shit. Y'all want rappers to go and saying, man, whatever the fuck we want. Hell, if we do that, y'all complain about it. It's not even gotta be offensive. If I made a song talking about anime and manga like I did back in 2018, y'all shouldn't call that shit weird because you're so attached to what I'm doing now. I'm just saying.
He viewed himself, right? It's funny how this fool was talking all this shit on Eminem and standing for Anthony Fantano and, you know, and making these compilations shit on Eminem and all this shit. And I agree with what he said about separating the art, right? Anthony, when I seen that video of him trying to debate with Anthony, I'm like, huh, because before we knew who you were, you talking about that Young Thug, you know, profile picture, you was all confident, talking shit. You viewed your face, you was talking your shit. Then you debate with Anthony, your hero, who you've been that signaling to a lot. Okay, you changed them up your fucking video. You just freezing up. Come on, let me finish, man. Yeah, these fucking YouTubers are weird to me. The ones who be trying to do little hot takes, they hop on these little profile pictures. They talk big bag in front of the camera. Once that camera is off, or once they get into a debate with somebody over what they said, they shut the fuck up. They clam up. That rah-rah's not there. So it's like, that's weird to me. And then you got, he's the one that made that. People hated on Eminem for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I watched that video because I'm bored. But 10 minutes? And half of shit out of context. But lyrical rap is trash. Lyrical rap is trash. That's your opinion. Like, I've never opinion about mumble rap. I don't mind some mumble rap. I mean, I can't help it. What the fuck is called? Nigga, you're not. That's what it is. I have no issue with that. My issue is when you have people who like that type of music or make that kind of music, either A, make fun of people that make lyrical rap, or two, encourage them to do, hyper pop or something. Like that one week. I'm not going to forget it because the fool was so serious. So I put in fucking goddamn song. Where I said, niggas want me to scream and do hyper pop. Now, watch people sit there and say, that's not what we want. Yes, it is. Don't tell me it's not what you want and that's what it is. Like that one dude, I might put that podcast up about this one guy. And I'm a small ass podcast. I don't know who the fuck I am. But like I told you, when I look at people who do music reviews on TikTok, hit me up like, yo, I like your music, bro. The first thing I'm going to do is look at your fans. I'm going to look at if an artist sees a song that's my same style as me as mine, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to look at your chat, which half of them consist of music reviewers anyway, and other artists. Some of them are scared about their music. They'll just be like, yo, shit, like I told you. These fools will send their music, and then when you go on their profiles on private, what's the point of you submitting music to the radio station, and then your profiles on private? Then to make the shit more cowardly, you're the one throwing peanuts at the artists who are trash. You trash, you trash, you suck. I go on your profiles on private. There's a lot of rappers that do that. And some of them submit some garbage shit, and then when the next person's song comes on and they get praised, they hate on that person and call their shit mid. I'm just saying. That's how these niggas are. Weird to me. So, like I said, I'll go on your profile. If it gets to a point where the person, and mind you, he's not typical shit. It's like, it's on the nose of what I make. Like, he's spitting bars, he's saying this shit. Cool. There's a happy face, which means they like it. A smiley face, which will think that it's trash. If there is, let's say, 3 smiley faces, which means they like it, and it's 10 laugh faces. Keep in mind, the dude is killing it. It's nothing weird. He's on a boom bappy old school beat. And every comedy saying this shit would have been so cool, it was modern. No one's not doing that 90s shit any fucking more, even though there's a lot of kids who are doing that now. But see, when they start calling it trash, 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 and the person in question who's the host says, oh man, this shit's fire to me. Well, I don't know. Well, what the fans, what people want? I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. The dude got bars. You can flow. But, nigga, rap more modern. Like, you got bars. But I don't want to hear that shit no more. Nobody wants to hear that no more, quote unquote. It is a fan base for it. See, and when I see shit like that, that discourages me from sending songs to you. So I don't want to hear, well, it might be different when you do. No, it's not. Because if one person gets taken back to the you have the same tone as me, the same beat that I rap off of, the same kind of beat that I rap off of, talk about almost the exact thing that I talk about, and you treat him like that, what the fuck makes you think that you ain't gonna treat me like that? So y'all wanna be heard. Y'all wanna, I look at it from a whole different perspective. Because how the fuck can I even gain a fan base like that? When 99% of TikTok cares about pop, that's why you don't see Mr. Ross Kevin sending songs to fucking review shows, because you know he's not getting no fucking ankle appeal to these motherfuckers. But you make it every month here with Khalifa, and even with that, like I told you with Homeboy, all his fucking goddamn fan base, all of them don't like chill vibey rap. They don't. Once they hear a chill vibey beat, it's laugh out loud emoji. Why is he rapping like this? There is no energy. I understand if the nigga's not switching up his fucking tone from bar to bar. But if you are doing that, that's your cause. I can sit there and go from, I could hear his rappers like it ain't nothing. These motherfuckers said he's fronting, they ain't doing nothing. I see the wooded baby moving motherfuckers like I'm like, he's fucking losing niggas. Fuck, he's fucking crazy. There's no difference between last bar and that bar. You know what I mean? And even with that, I'm not impressed. So fuck him. That's why I love Rick Rubin for what he said. Not about them, it's about you. And fans want to try to bait that. You can't debate facts. You can't make music for you. You hear something that is familiar from me, and you expect us to keep doing it because it's familiar. You know what I mean? Why you think nothing's going for dorky? You give me these phrases. And guess what? There's a lot of hating niggas that do not like it. I intend mighty to keep dorky. Don't think that there's no head in that fucking chat room. Because they know when my name pops, my name is known in that fucking goddamn spectrum at this point. It's very known now. So every time my name pops up, he knows what's going to happen. He knows what's up. I send some shit, same fucking goddamn thing. This time I'm gonna do it. This time it's gonna be different. I'm gonna just send an open verse. We'll put it on SoundCloud. I'm gonna send an open verse to him. He can rap on it. And after that, that's it. That's how I'm gonna do it, because then that keeps the mystique of the second verse. I just do it like that. So when Dunny G gives me back his verse for this song, then I'm gonna just go back, listen to it. I know he's killing it. And after I do that, I'm gonna go. I'm going to, let's see. And it's been dorky. So this is a new song now. It didn't like my other song. He can rap it how he wants to rap it. But niggas be like, but he raps too slow. He raps too slow. When fans use that as an excuse to call someone trash, y'all be retarded. Because when you rap me slow like that, which is a very complex thing to do, by the way, you can rap fast and say, biggity, 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 split. And y'all will sit there and say it's fire. Rap slow, you gotta make sure every fucking bar counts. So what's most fucking easy? What's most fucking complicated? So, you know.